This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President George W. Bush Wednesday criticized the Western withdrawal from Afghanistan in an interview with a German broadcaster. He says he fears that Afghan women and girls will, quote, suffer unspeakable harm. Asked whether the withdrawal is a mistake, Bush replied, quote, "You know, I think it is, yeah, because I think the consequences are going to be unbelievably bad." The war in Afghanistan began under Bush 20 years ago in 2001. The withdrawal of U.S. and NATO troops set in motion earlier this year by current U.S. President Joe Biden is now nearing completion. Indonesia posted record daily infections topping 54,000 on Wednesday as the highly infectious Delta variant rips across the country, catapulting it ahead of India as Asia's COVID-19 epicenter. The Southeast Asian nation has been battered by a virus explosion that has overwhelmed hospitals, leaving scores to die at home while desperate relatives hunt for oxygen tanks to treat the sick. On Wednesday, Indonesia's health ministry posted its highest ever 54,500 new cases and nearly 1,000 deaths in 24 hours. Recent daily mortality rates are as high as 10 times the numbers in early June, but the official data is widely believed to be a severe undercount due to low testing rates and poor contact tracing. Indonesia's real number of daily cases could be topping 100,000 a day and threatened to double by the end of the month with as many as 2,000 daily virus deaths, according to experts. It's the world's fourth most popular nation, and last week it rolled out tighter curbs, including shutting down shopping malls, restaurants, and offices in hard-hit capital Jakarta and across densely populated Java and on holiday island Bali. This is VOA News. More than 150 companies, including Apple, Best Buy, and Pepsi, urged U.S. lawmakers to introduce and pass a voting reform act in a letter signed on Wednesday as other efforts have stalled in Congress. The companies called on lawmakers to reintroduce the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, an amendment to the Voting Rights Act of 1965 named after late U.S. Representative John Lewis, who died nearly a year ago. The act would help prevent voting discrimination and set up an improved system for states to report changes in election law. U.S. companies have spoken up in support of voting rights reforms and against restrictions on voting that have passed in Republican-controlled states, including Georgia. Some companies have come under fire from elected officials for their positions. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters made unfounded claims that there was widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. Pope Francis on Wednesday left a Rome hospital after undergoing an operation on his colon July 4th. The 84-year-old left the hospital in a car with tinted windows and was later spotted returning to his home within the Vatican's wall. The Vatican initially said he would be in a hospital for about a week, but his stay lasted for 10 days, and the Pope led prayer from his hospital window on Sunday. The Vatican says the Pope managed to do some work from hospital and retained all his powers as pontiff while away. Unrest is raging in South Africa on Wednesday for the six-day running, stoking fears of food and fuel shortages and disruption to farming, manufacturing, and oil refining. The government says 72 people have died and more than 1,200 people have been arrested since former President Jacob Zuma began a 15-month jail term, sparking protests that swiftly turned violent. Looting has hit supply chains and transport links in areas including the Johannesburg region. South Africa's largest refinery late Tuesday declared an emergency beyond its control, shutting down a third of the country's fuel supply. It said it was a, quote, temporary shutdown due to the civil unrest and disruption of supply routes. And Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Wednesday vowed to repel attacks by Ethiopia's enemies after rebels in Tigray launched a fresh offensive to regain territory in the war-torn region. Tigrayan forces this week claimed a series of battlefield gains and a renewed assault 2 weeks after the federal government declared a unilateral ceasefire in the face of rebel advances. Abiy said he remained committed to peace, even if it came at a, quote, cost, but these latest attacks would not go unanswered. The latest rebel push followed the stunning recapture of Ethiopia's regional capital, Mekele, last week from federal forces, a turning point in the brutal 8-month conflict that has killed thousands of people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.